Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Me,
come on, help me say,
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please
don't do it.
You gotta tell him for yourself. You gotta tell him for yourself.
Don't do it.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
I'm
a shame.
said like you mean it.
Don't do it.
If you want to be included, anybody want to be included, I want to be in the number of Jesus. Please don't.
Don't Do It Without Me by Bishop Paul Morton. We thank you very much for joining in this afternoon. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship. We can say that again because we truly appreciate your fellowship and your tremendous support. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry, evangelist. Our founder and host will be on later to bring the word today. So I'm instead bringing in the beginning. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives. We want it to be naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. Mm-hmm. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that out of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, out of the King James Version. Evangelist Bernard told last week about that's her scripture. It don't necessarily have to be yours. So we just thank the Lord for that opportunity. You can join us daily, Monday through Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Also on Saturday, we have a dynamic husband and wife team, Elder Burns and Minister Billy Burns. They host together. Isn't that a blessing to have the husband and the wife hosting a show for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? And you know what? Their title is They Overcame. A time to share your powerful testimonies and join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. I'll repeat that again. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. We welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries@54@gmail.com. Or mail us any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast. Like we said, you would like us to share. We're more than happy to bring about whatever you sent in that you would like us to share on this broadcast, Blog Talk Radio. And you can send it to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook, and our website is www.newdestinyministries.com. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. So we just thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. We don't take it lightly, and we're going to turn it over until our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Praise the Lord, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you. Thank you for that beautiful opening. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. I don't know about you, but I won't say we. I will rejoice. Hallelujah, and be glad therein. And once again, we thank you for again tuning in to listen to a time of reflection. Sister Ruby has made it known to you. We're here Monday through Friday just preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We see people each and every day. We can't see their faces, but the Bible say to try the spirits and see if they be of God. So we just so happy and so thankful for those that tune in. Amen. Some people call it, you know, when you're in the world, they call it Blue Monday. You know, you done parted all weekend, and then you're sluggish and you can't really get focused. Amen. But I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his strength. We're going to open up with the word of prayer today. Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. God, Lord God, we thank you for your grace and mercy that continues to cover us each and every day. Lord God, we don't take you for granted. Hallelujah. When we say this is a day that you have made, God, this is a day that we've never seen before, and we'll never see another one like unto the day. So, God, we give you praises. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to use us, continue to bless this radio broadcast where we can continue to enrich and encourage and inspire and empower souls, God, to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we don't take this opportunity for granted today. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come against anything that's not like you. We come against anything that would try to come and hinder this program on today and to hinder your word that you have prepared for us on this evening. Lord God, we're asking you to bless every listener. We're asking to bless those that come into the archives and even those that listen live in the name of Jesus. We're asking you also, God, to continue to bless the bereaved family of Sister Barbara Smith and Ingrid Hill, God, and all those that have lost loved ones this past week and even this past month, in the month of October and all through September, God, those that have lost relatives this year, God, we're asking you to continue to comfort them, to continue to strengthen them. God, we're asking you for your divine protection to cover your leaders each and everywhere, all over the land, God, all of your pastors, all of the teachers, all those that are in government, God, the doctors, the nurses, hallelujah, those that are sick and shut in, go into the senior citizens' homes today. Lord God, God, and those that don't have a home, don't have a place to stay, those that may be wandering, Lord God, we're asking you to continue to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we ask you to anoint this word on today, God, where it can impact somebody's life. Hallelujah. And they'll be able to walk in victory, Lord God. They'll be able to walk in their season, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to let your blood cover her. Hallelujah. As she go in and as she go out, God, give our mind to continue to seek after you, Lord God, with the whole heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Dr. Singleton. Remember Bishop Singleton. Remember all of my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, Lord God. Remember my mother, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and my son, continue to touch him, God. Remember Danielle, God, in the name of Jesus. And remember all those that faithfully call in and support this ministry, God. We appreciate them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for another, hallelujah, great day to be in the land of the living. As we said earlier, somebody didn't cross over into the month of November. Amen. But we thank God for allowing us to wake up clothed in our right mind, all the activities of our limbs. Amen. We don't take it for granted. Amen. I want you all to continue to pray, and we continually praying for Evangelist Cummins. Was able to again to visit her on yesterday, so pray that God will continue to keep her mind and that God will give us strength that she needs to really get the a physical body moving again. Amen, amen. We know when we lie down in one spot, it will weaken us. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen. This week's Destiny Focus, we're going to be talking about walking in your season. Amen. Walking in your season. Can you hear me, Sister Ruby?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sister Ruby?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. I just wanted to make sure I'm clicking some buttons. I'm on another phone, so God bless you. Amen. So we're going to be talking about walking in your season. Walking in your season. And as I begin to look at this particular topic, on this past weekend, amen, we began to think about this year, and we began to reminisce on all of the things that we had in our minds that we wanted to pursue, we wanted to accomplish, we wanted to see some drastic changes in our lives, we wanted to see some drastic changing in our spiritual walk, we wanted to see some drastic changes in our behavior, in our attitude towards our family members and our friends and coworkers. And you know, as the end of one year closes and another one began to evolve, amen, we began to reflect upon those things. And we're now in the month of November. This is the 11th month in the year of 2013. And my, as I begin to look back, I'm wondering where the time really went. You know, you have so many things that you want to do. And when you look, hey, January, a new year has come out. And then when you look, you're at the end of this year. And you're like, Lord God, what have I done? Have I did anything to improve my life? Have I did anything to make God more happy with the things that I'm doing pertaining to my spiritual walk? Have I made any decisions that have been favorable not only to me but to God? So this is a time where we can assess our natural lives and our spiritual lives. So we're talking about walking in your season. Now, as I begin to think about that again, I said walking in your season. Many times when we're talking about walking, the first thing we think about is taking steps. We think about walking in the natural. Amen. Able to put one foot before the other, able to keep your balance, able to be stable, and also walking in your season is dealing with this walking I'm talking about today is basically dealing with the mindset, with the mindset. You know, you have to, okay, this phone is kind of clicking, so bear with me, but as I begin to think about walking, I begin to think about my mindset. What is my mind like? Have I changed some things in my mind? As I begin to look at Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we're talking about walking in your season. What is your mindset this season? What do you expect from God? What are you expecting from yourself? What are you expecting from life as a whole? Amen. You have to have some things in your mind. You have to set some goals for yourself. You have to focus on the desires of your heart. Remember, God said that he would give us the desires of our heart if our ways pleases him. But many times we are not walking in our season. So when I begin to look at season, we all know that there's four seasons that have been, well, God is the author of every season. Amen. Because God can have it 100 degrees today, and tomorrow he can turn the temperature down to 30 degrees. So we have no control over the weather. We have no control over the climate. We have no control over the seasons. Amen. God is the controller of those things. But man gauges and get his understanding and his knowledge by studying. And all we could do is study, because God has given man knowledge where he's able to predict some things. It's according to the sun. It's according to the moon. It's according to the clouds. You know, when we look outside and we see it's cloudy, most times we think rain is about to come. Amen. When we experience some changes in the weather, then we'll say, well, you know, we about to move on into another season. Amen. And as we begin to move into those seasons, then we begin to think about changing our attire. Changing our attire. We know we're not going to wear a bikini in the winter unless you're at a gymnasium or a spa or a sports facility where they have a inside pool where the climate and the temperature is set, where it would be conducive for you to go in there with a bikini, with a bathing suit. But nobody in their right mind is going to walk outdoors with a bikini bathing suit on in 20 to 30 degree weather. That's just not normal, okay? So as I begin to look at these things, we're talking about walking, excuse me, in your season. So I went to Ecclesiastes, and if you would turn quickly to Ecclesiastes, and this is where we're taking our thought from, walking in your season. We have to know, people of God, what season we're in. My season and your season may be different. You may be walking in a season of lack, and I may be walking in a season of prosperity. You may be walking in a season of obedience. I may be walking in a season of disobedience, and vice versa. So we all have different seasons, but we have to grasp and we have to realize what season we're in. What are you? And the way we determine what season we're in is by our expectation. Okay? We know when these seasons come in, get ready to make some changes in your life. If we're not ready to make the changes when the season approach, then we're unprepared. We're unprepared. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it reads, we're going to read verses 1 through 8. And this, we all know that Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Amen. And we all know that Solomon was the son of King David. Amen. He was the son that built the house for God that his father desired to do, but he could not do it because his season of shedding blood was something that God didn't want to deal with in building his sacred house, building his house of prayer. Amen. So he afforded David's son to build that house. Amen. So verse 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Amen. There's a time to be born and there is a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill. You say, my God, why is there so much killing in the land? Well, the Bible says, Solomon is saying, there's a time to kill, amen, and a time to heal. We all know that the first death recorded in the Bible was when Cain slew his brother Abel. So guess what? It's all because of our sin nature, amen, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down. A time to tear down some of these things in our lives and a time to build up. A time to weep. It's the time to cry. It's a time to shed tears and a time to laugh. So it's a time to laugh. It's a time to be joyous. The Bible says laughter is good medicine. It's as good medicine. Amen. If you find somebody that's always sad and always mean and always angry and always have an attitude, something is very seriously wrong with that individual. So there is a time. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn. There's a time when we lose loved ones. There's a time when we grieve. There's a time for that. And a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. What are you saying? There's a time when we have to be quiet. There's a time when we have to hear from God. And we can't hear from God when there's distraction, when there's a lot of noise, when there is chaos and confusion. God is not in that midst. Amen. So it says a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Amen. A time to love and a time to hate. Time of war and a time of peace. So all of these different contrasts, they have already been ordained of God. When we hear of tragedy, when we hear of negative things happening all around us, all we need to do is go back to the scripture. Excuse me for a minute. I had some traffic coming in. Excuse me. Amen. But everything that is contrary to the word of God, we need to put it aside. Anything that's not going to honor God and honor that which he have called us to do, we need to put it aside. We're talking about walking in your season. Again, your season isn't determined by your fellow man. Your season isn't determined by your neighbor's season. Your season is not determined by your sister and brother's season. That's why the Bible tells us to study. The Bible tells us to get into this word. We have to have a personal relationship with God for ourselves. Some things that we desire, we may not ever speak it. And we're gonna go to a story today where I'll let you know that this person never spoke what they desired. But the man of God knew that this was a desire of their heart. Because what? That season had came for this desire to be made known, for this desire, hallelujah, to be fulfilled. Amen. So some things we don't even utter. Some things we don't even share with somebody else. But in our private moments, when we are communing with God, we're telling God all about it. Remember, he knows the thoughts before they even enter in our minds. Some things we're desirous of as a child. When we're young girls, you know, we begin to envision our husband. We begin to envision having a beautiful wedding and a ceremony. That's what girls do. You know, when you're young, you think about it. If you've never done that, then I don't know if you were a little girl. But we have these dreams. You know, we play with our paper dolls, and we play with our Barbie dolls, and we get Ken and Barbie, and we dress them up in their different attire for their different seasons. Amen. You know, they have all types of Barbies. You know, Barbie is a hairstylist. She's a gymnast. Barbie is a professional in everything that God has to offer. Amen. She is at the top of her game, mind you. Amen. So when you see these Barbie dolls in the stores, you know, they have different seasons and different professions that they have these Barbie dolls dressed as. And I don't know about you, but when I was a little girl, we had paper dolls back then where we cut out the little paper. You know, you had the little paper baby doll, and you put the little outfits on them and cut them out. You all know that. Amen. I know we don't have nobody that old on the line where we didn't have none of this going on. Amen. So there are different seasons. There are different professions. There are different desires that each and every one of us have. But I believe every female desires a husband. Every female dream about that special man coming into their life. Every female dream about that perfect ceremony. You know, and then, you know, two and a half years ago, I had the privilege of not really coordinating, but, you know, I had to supervise and oversee the wedding of my niece. Amen. And my sister was not here. That's my sister's daughter that's in prison, Danielle. And I raised this girl. I had her 18 years in my home. Amen. And when she got ready to get married, of course, she tried to give them some advice, The young women, you know, they don't really, haven't been with a man and haven't experienced living on their own or anything of that nature. So she turned 20 when she turned 21. Then the young man she had been dating for about two and a half years, I think, after she, really started about 17, but made it official after she turned 18. So all of that. And I had the experience of helping her plan and get things together for that wedding. And we had to, of course, you had to go and look for your dress. And, you know, we're living in a modern day today, so, you know, they don't do the traditional white wedding gowns and all of this that, you know, that society deem is appropriate. So she had more of a ivory color gown, and didn't have all the frills and everything. But I remember, you know, we only went to about two or three shops, hallelujah, but that last shop we went to, my God, she found this beautiful gown, and she's very petite. She's like maybe like a 2'3" or 3'4". She ain't no bigger than a 4". And we found this, she found it really while I was with her. And I tell you the gown, it was like it was, you know, she found it was just like it was made just for her. And I tell you, it was a very exquisite gown and fitted, you know, the bodice was fitted, and then it had the little train at the back and what have you, and then it had the buttons. The buttons were like rhinestones. They had these big old rhinestone buttons going straight down the back, and it was fitted. And, oh, honey, it fitted her to a T, and she said, "This is it, Auntie. This is it." And I said, okay. I said it was it too. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So I'm saying that to say that, you know, this was the season of preparation. This was the season of coming into what she was expecting to do. Amen. Amen. So, you know, sometimes we don't have any counseling. We don't have any natural counseling. And even us that's involved in the church and what have you, sometimes you make counsel with your pastor once or twice, but I think we need more counseling than one or two visits with our pastor, because you're young. You know, you at 21 years old, you really haven't even got yourself together at all. You don't even know what life is all about. But again, they have to get out there and experience life for themselves. So we're talking about seasons. Hallelujah. It's a time and a season for all things. And as I begin to look at walking in your season. Hallelujah. If you don't know what season you're in, then you won't be able to walk into it. Amen. And you cannot determine what season you're in by somebody else's season. And if we would just focus on us, and if we would just focus on what God is leading us to do, then guess what? We'll never go wrong. We'll never go wrong. If we consult with God, hallelujah, and we petition God, he already knows the desires of our heart. Before it even enters into our minds, God know it. But I want to invite your attention today, and I want to share with you how this person walked into their season. And this, I wanted you to go to 2 Kings And we're just going to read a few verses of this. We don't have a lot of people on the line today. Some of them may be having their Blue Mondays. I don't know. Amen. Some of them may be recovering from Halloween. But that's okay. That's okay. We're here. We're here, and we have to expound upon this gospel. Amen. This is what we've been mandated to do. So turn with us to 2 Kings chapter 4. And as we begin to just tell you a little bit about this particular story, we're talking about a woman that really walked into her season. Hallelujah. She did not know that it was her season, but the man of God knew that it was her season. Amen. And back then, when a prophet spoke a word, the people received it. Amen. Especially when it was a one-on-one encounter. When it was a one-on-one encounter, you knew one thing: that prophet had to be sent by God to give you a word. Because guess what? There was no audience. There was no reason for a prophet to go directly to someone else and give them a word, and it wasn't of God. Unless they were a lying prophet like we talked about, a lying spirit like we talked about last week. Amen. So let's read this at 2 Kings chapter 4. Oh, God, I bless you today. I thank you for a new season, God. I thank you for walking in our season. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, we have chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha was a prophet, amen, that the mantle was passed down. And we'll tell you, let me just digress for a moment. Elisha, let's go there. We're trying to tie this in today. Let's go to 2 Kings. Just turn over, flip over a page, and let's go to the second chapter of 2 Kings. And this is dealing with the prophet Elijah and Elisha. Elisha was like an armor bearer. Amen. He was a servant. He waited upon the prophet Elijah. Hallelujah. And he stood by him. At one time, Elijah, you know, I guess Elisha stood so close to Elijah, Elijah used to get irritated. And I'm just paraphrasing because he's like, man, look, I need some privacy. Can you just back off from me for a little while? And Elijah said, let's read verse, we're at chapter 2. I'm going to read a few of these verses and just to kind of give you a little scenario of how you can walk in your season. Amen. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah unto heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Now, Elijah was already trying to prepare the young man that God had already shown him that he was going to take him. He was going to take him on out the earth. And we all know the story. Took him out by a whirlwind. But Elijah had proposed in his heart. He wanted to be ready. Hallelujah. Because he had asked the man of God for something. Amen. And he had to be ready. He had to know when his season came. Because if he missed his season, then he was going to miss the anointing. Amen. So drop down to verse 9. Verse 9 and 10, and we're going to read these, and then we're going to go over to this Shunammite woman. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee. You better know when your season arrives. Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Elijah's telling him, what can I do for you, young man? I want to leave a blessing with you before I'm taken out of the earth. I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. And Elisha said, I pray thee, Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now listen at this. You already know that this man of God was anointed. We already know that he was a true prophet of God. And now you're asking me for a double portion of my anointing? And verse 10 said, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. You're asking a hard thing. But if you're ready, hallelujah, if you are walking in your season, then this hard thing becomes a light thing. Hallelujah. Elisha did not leave Elijah. He stuck by him closer than a brother. Amen. He watched him. Amen. He waited on him. He served him with all humility. Hallelujah. He did not mind serving the man of God because guess what? He was walking in his season. And if he had missed his season, then he would have missed that double portion of the anointing that he asked for. And Elijah said, thou hast asked a hard thing. He said, nevertheless, let me tell you, you're asking a hard thing. But guess what? It can happen. It can happen if you walk in your season. If you're in the right place at the right time, if you're doing what God has called you to do, and you're not focusing on somebody else's assignment, but guess what? You are trying to perfect, hallelujah, and carry out the assignment that God has given you. You better stay focused on your assignment this season. You better walk in your season, not somebody else's. Hallelujah. Elijah said, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. What is he saying? If you stay focused and stay in your season, when the Lord come and take me out of here in a whirlwind by a chariot, guess what? That double anointing that you asked for, you will get it. And guess what? It happened. When the whirlwind took Elijah out of here, guess what? The mantle fell upon Elijah. Verse 12 says, and Elijah saw it. Elijah saw, no, let's go to 11. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Listen at that. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. But Elisha, hallelujah, he was walking in his season. He knew that it was his season to obtain. It was his season to get that double anointing, that double portion that he asked for. That's why the Bible says we have not because we ask not. We won't walk in our season. Hallelujah. We won't ask for nothing. We just assume. Hallelujah. We surmise and we think we have our thoughts, but we don't take those thoughts and act upon them. Oh, but Elisha said, I'm going to stick by you. Huh? Hallelujah. Ain't nothing but that going to part us. That's the only way I'm going to miss my season. That's the only way I'm going to miss my blessing if I'm focused on something else. I'm trying to tell you today, people, don't get distracted. I don't care what come. I say this all the time. Stay focused. Stay focused and walk in your season. Verse 12 said, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into two pieces. Why? because his master was gone. He loved Elijah. He honored Elijah. He served faithfully. Hallelujah. He wasn't looking for no position among the men. He just knew if he said, if he had that double portion that Elisha had, he said, greater works shall I do. And that's what Jesus has told us. He said, greater works shall ye do. But we don't believe that. So he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood up by the brook bank of Jordan. Now let's turn over to chapter 4. I'm trying to show you all something today. I'm trying to show you that if it's your season, you have to walk in it. But you have to know when your season arrives. You have to know that summer is already gone, and we're still not saved. Summer is gone, and we're still not saved. 2013 is gone, and we're still not saved. 2013 is still gone, and we still haven't gotten ourselves together. 2013 is still gone, and we still haven't been baptized. We still haven't been obedient to God's voice. When are you going to walk in your season? When are you going to fulfill the promises that God has already promised you? When are you going to walk in your calling? Hallelujah. When are you going to know who you are in Christ Jesus? Let's go to chapter 4 now. Same book, 2 Kings chapter 4, for those of you that just tuned in. And we're at verse 8. Hallelujah. And as we read this particular story too, you're going to see how, hallelujah, how that you don't have to share. You don't have to share your desires with anyone. God knows the desires of your heart. He know what you're longing for. He know what you're passionate about. He know what you're capable of doing. He know your tolerance level. He know how much strength you have. He know, hallelujah, everything that you have to have in the battle. He know about these mind battles. He know about our light afflictions. But he said these light afflictions, they only endure for a moment. Walking in your season, it's a mindset. Hallelujah. And when you're ready to walk in your season, you have to make some major decisions. You have to do some drastic cleaning. Hallelujah. Sometimes those changes and those decisions aren't easy. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have friends, people that we think are our friends, people that we think has our back, and it comes a time when you find out they don't have your back. It was only for a season. Oh, but this is the season where you have to detach yourself. This is the season where I can't let nobody distract me from what God has for me. This is a season where I must come up to where God is calling me to. This is a season where I'll have to walk alone. This is a season where I have to stay in my secret closet. This is a season when I have to communicate with God more. This is a season where I have to push back my plate a little bit more. This is a season, hallelujah, where I must walk in humility, where I must walk circumspectly before God. Hallelujah, because he knows the sincereness of my heart. He knows the intents of my heart. He knows my motives. Hallelujah. He knows my destiny. Hey, God, I tell you, when I was getting ready to launch this ministry, I had to launch out in the deep like Peter. Launch out, Jesus told him. Launch out in the deep. Hallelujah. This is a season where you have to launch out in the deep. If you got to go by yourself, go it alone. Just know that I got Jesus with me. Jesus is on board with me. Fear not, Peter. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on me. Hey, sometimes you got to walk this water. Hallelujah. You got to walk on this water by yourself. But just know, if your eyes is on Jesus and you don't take your eyes off him, you will continue to walk like Peter did. Hey, glory to God. But when you take your eyes off Jesus, that's when you collapse. That's when you faint. That's when you fall out. But my Bible tells me in Galatians, be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you faint not. It ain't no time for fainting. Hallelujah. You got to walk in your season. Hey, glory to God. Let me get to this, and we're going to close on this one. Hallelujah. We're talking about walking. Walking in your season. Ah, God. Elijah walked in his season. Hey, glory, and a double anointing fell upon the man of God. And he did greater works than his master, Elijah. Oh, God, I'm looking to do some great things for the Lord this year. This coming year, before the year out, I want to do some great things for God. I want God to be pleased with my life. Oh, God, we were at the young lady that passed. Yeah, we was at the memorial service on Friday. This young lady, I'm going to tell you how you can walk in your season. Dad, we really didn't even know this young lady because she walked in humility. She walked in love. She didn't walk around boastful. She didn't walk around pride, braggadocious. Hallelujah. This young lady, hallelujah, she worked with ABC Studios. Hallelujah. And guess what? The whole middle aisle of the church was full with all kind of executives and people that worked with ABC Studios. And they got up and testified about this young woman. But she wasn't recognized in the church like her peers in her professional industry recognized her. They didn't even know this girl was that important. They didn't know that the world recognized her. Oh, but God said, I'll give you favor with man, and I'll give you favor with God. If your ways please me. She was 45 years old, died. Hallelujah. But she left a legacy. She left a legacy in the earth that she pleased God. She didn't mingle with them in all of the stuff that they participated in. One young lady got up and said when they would have the rap parties, said she would attend, but she would drink her bottle of water. And she stayed for a little while and then she left because this was her job, working with these celebrities. But she didn't let the celebrities change her life. She still honored God. She still held on to her integrity. She lived a life among her peers. Hallelujah. She lived a life among her peers. Walking in your season. Hallelujah. People need to know who you are. Hey, and they'll respect you for who you are. They'll respect you for not compromising. They will respect you when they know that you stand for something. I heard somebody say, hallelujah, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Hallelujah, lived a beautiful life. They didn't even know how recognized this girl was. She worked with Dancing with the Stars. She worked with Desperate Housewives and all these other big shows with ABC Studios. Hallelujah. But when you see her at church, she just was a regular little saint. She was Sister Ingrid. Hey, we loved her. Hallelujah. But we didn't really give her the accolades and the praises that she was deserving of. Hallelujah. She wasn't able to really make a mark in the church. Hallelujah. Because we still live with this 19th century mentality. Hey, God, this is 21st century. Hallelujah. God's word haven't changed, but we got to move with the times. Hallelujah. We got to move with the times. We're not telling you to take down. We're not telling you to change your standards, but we have to move with the time. Hey, y'all don't know about Shia. Everything is computerized. Everything. Hey, the mark of the beast is already in session. Hallelujah. And we're afraid of computers. Well, you better get with the program. Hallelujah. Because when you go, guess what? The next person that come in, they're going to have everything computerized. Hallelujah. You can't even send in regular job applications and resume. Everything is online. You have to do it on a computer. And if you're not computer savvy, guess what? You're behind the times. You won't get a job. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about walking in your season today. Hey, you know, Mosiah. Let's look at this Shunammite woman. 2 Kings chapter 4. And it fell on a day that Elisha, hallelujah, passed. This is same Elisha that got this double anointing. I'm going to show you how you're walking in your season. Hey, glory to God. This same Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, she consulted with her husband, Evangelist Doris. She said, behold now, I perceive, she said, I think that this is a holy man of God which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber. Let us make a little room in our house for the man of God, I pray thee, on the wall. And let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither. And in other words, he came there. And he turned into the chamber and lay there. Now, how many of us going to go to our husband? We living in modern day. How many women are going to go to their husband and ask them to prepare a little room for another man? Come on now. You know we not going to do that. Hallelujah. But these women and these men, they honored and they loved the prophets of God because they knew one thing. If a prophet was a beckon to your home, hey, that was honor. You know you was going to receive a blessing beyond comprehension. Oh, but we too selfish. We not going to build nothing for nobody. Hallelujah. But this woman went to her husband, and she said, I perceive this is a holy man, and we don't want him to be wandering around. Let's prepare a little room. Well, when the man of God come through the city, he can come lodge at our house. What we not women? We jealous of the pastor if he even talk to one of the sisters. Hallelujah! The first lady angry. Well, then your husband shouldn't be pastoring, because guess what? There's male and female, and he gonna have to deal with us. We ain't lusting after him. Hallelujah! This woman wasn't lusting after the man of God. She perceived he was a man sent from God. He was a prophet. And she wanted to be a blessing to the man of God. Ooh, I'm telling you, God will do something for you when you are able to walk in your season. This woman was walking in her season. Hallelujah. And verse 11 says, and it fell on the day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Jehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, Elisha is telling his servant to say this to the Shunammite woman, behold, thou hast been careful for us. What are you saying? He said, you've been so loving. You've been so kind. You have built me a chamber, me and my servant, to lodge here with you. He said, what is to be done for thee? What is thou be spoken for to the king? In other words, would you like us to put in a good word about you to the king for thee? What is thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? And she answered, look at what this woman, she walking in her season, and she answered, I dwell among my own people. In other words, I don't need to be presented to the king. I know who I am. I'm walking in my season. And he said, what then is to be done for her? So he's asking his servant, after the servant went back and told Elisha what the woman of God said, the Shunammite woman, then Elisha said, well, what can we do for this woman? And Gehazi said, verily, she had no child, and her husband is old. Now listen at this. Her season had arrived. Hey, she didn't tell a man of God when he asked her, what can we do? She said, I'm with my own people. In other words, I have everything that I need. I'm not lacking nothing. But she did not have a child. But she did not say, I need a child. She didn't ask the man of God, but he perceived it. He saw in the home that there was no children playing. There was no son. There was no daughter. So he said, her husband is old, and they don't have a child. Now go to verse 15. And he said, call her. Elisha said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, this is what Elisha, the man with the double portion, the double anointing, was on his life. He said, about this season, you better know your season. We're talking about walking in your season this week. About this season, according to the time of life, believe the prophet, and so will you prosper. Thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, in other words, no, my Lord, don't lie to me. My husband is old. I'm up in age. I've never gave birth. And you telling me I didn't ask you for this man of God. In other words, don't lie to me. You know. But she already knew this man of God wasn't lying, because she had said earlier in that chapter that she perceived that he was a man of God. But she was like, and you know how somebody tell you something and it's shocking? You want to believe it, but it just shocked you right then. So she said, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived, verse 17 says, and the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life. Now, I won't go into anything else for time's sake, but if you read a little bit further in this particular chapter, you're going to find out that the woman of God, that son that she birthed, there was a time he got sick. Hey, glory to God, and they lost him. And they sent for Elisha, hallelujah, and the woman of God, well, we could read that a little bit. Let's go. Let me see. Okay, let's drop down to verse 22. And she called unto her husband. No. Let's go on and read verse 18, and then we're going to go down. Verse 18 says, and when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reap. And he said unto his father, my head my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. In other words, she's saying, guess what? We going to the prophet. We going to see the man of God, because I didn't ask him for a son. He promised me that I would have a son. Now my son has died. Oh, I'm going back to this man of God, because guess what? I just believe when I see him, everything going to be all right. I just believe that my son that I laid on the bed in there, hallelujah, he's going to bring him back to life. Now, let me tell you, if Elisha didn't have a double anointing on him, it would have been no way he would have been able to walk in his season. It would have been no way he would have been able to perform those miracles. Hallelujah. And he said, wherefore will thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. So her husband was trying to tell her, hey, this is the wrong time to go try to find the man of God. She said, guess what? It's going to be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy running. Thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went. She ran. She told him, don't slack up for nothing. You keep riding this ass. Because guess what? I'm going to the man of God. Then verse 25 says, so she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Ah, because she really did not want Gehazi to know what had happened. She wanted to see the man of God, and she didn't have no words really to say to the man of God. But the prophet perceived that something was wrong. Let's read. Hallelujah. And she said, all is well. It is well. Verse 27 say, and when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. Let her alone, Sister Ruby, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord had hid it from me and had not told me. Then she said, did I desire son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? So she letting him know, I didn't ask for this blessing. You granted me a blessing. You granted a desire of my heart that I really didn't ask for. Yes, I desired to have a child, but I was too, sometimes we too proud to go to God. But baby, you better put your pride aside today. Hallelujah. And you better go in your secret closet. Sister comments. Ronnie, you better go in your secret closet and you better have a little talk with Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't ask this man for this gift. I didn't ask nobody to do anything for me. God, hallelujah, put it in my heart that this woman needed a child. She desired a child. But the woman said, did I ask you for that? In other words, I was nice. I perceived that you were a prophet. I gave you one of my rooms in my home, and I didn't ask you for no money. I didn't ask you for anything. I just wanted to serve God. How many of us are willing to walk in our season this year? How How many of us are willing to say, Lord, for you I live and for you I'll die. I don't care if my brothers and my sisters, I don't care if nobody regard me. I don't care if they don't recognize me. I don't care if they don't say a word, a kind word to me. I'm working out my own soul salvation. Hallelujah. You have to know who you're working for. You have to know when your season arrives. Hallelujah. So the man of God, oh, glory, let's finish up here. Hallelujah. Then he said to Jehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. He said, if thou meet any man, salute him not. Look what he giving him specific instructions. See, that's where we err at sometimes, because we don't want to follow instructions. What would it hurt you to follow some instructions that the Lord has given you? Now, the Lord may not give it to you, but he'll give it to his servant. Hallelujah. Elisha is giving instructions to Jehazi because he don't want nothing to hinder. He know this is an urgent matter that need his utmost attention. This young boy has died. Hallelujah. And he didn't want to be a lying prophet. He didn't want to bless this woman with a son and then the son died 10 or 12 years later. That would not be good for his record. Hallelujah. He was known as a prophet of God, a real prophet of God, a true prophet of God, that when he speak a thing, when he declare a thing, when he decree a thing, it is so. Hallelujah. He said, don't salute nobody. Answer him not again. And lay my staff. He said, lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Jehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. You have to know how to walk in your season. He went in therefore, and he shut the door upon them twain, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Hallelujah. The child was revived. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Jehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was coming unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. People of God, I'm just sharing with you today what God gave me to share with you today. Walking in your season. We have already told you, Elisha stayed close to Elijah. You know, sometimes when you're serving the men and women of God, people call you flunkies. They call you Uncle Tom's. You ever heard folks say that? Oh, they're so close to the pastor. But you know what? This has been ordained of God. God ordained Elisha and positioned him to be an armor bearer to Elijah, not for Elijah's sake, but for Elisha's sake. Because guess what? He gave him a double portion of the man of God's anointing, where Elisha did greater works than Elijah. He did greater works, but guess what? He still remained in the earth. Elijah was favored with God that he translated him. He took him out the earth. Now, Elisha didn't please God like that, but God gave him a double portion of his anointing. He was able to glean. He was able to learn as he sat up under the man of God. But we won't sit up under nobody. Huh? 'Cause we want to be the great I am. Hallelujah. Well, you can't become a great leader if you're not a great follower. We have to follow somebody. All great leaders have learned something from somebody else. They have followed somebody. That's how they became great leaders, because they were submissive. They followed instructions. They were walking in their season. Woo, girl, I got to stop. I got to stop. But I tell you, these are two great stories that you can glean from. Whereas you won't miss your season, encourage you to get in this word, study this Bible for yourself. Once you study this Bible for yourself, nobody can fluke you. Nobody can deceive you. Nobody can tell you something that's not of God. You got to know what does say the Lord. You got to know what season you're in. Are you in the season to do God's will? Or are you in a season to try to win a popularity contest with your peers and your family and your friends? Please, who are we trying to please? Either we going to please God and be successful, or we going to please man and be damned. Well, I don't know about you, but I choose to please God and be successful, not to please man. Hallelujah, because if I put my confidence in man, I won't be going anywhere. Now, what do you say? I'm not saying don't be obedient. I'm not saying don't follow instructions. I'm not saying to not be submissive, but know what season you're in. Know when it's time. They say you need to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. So what are you saying? You need to know when to move forward and you need to know when to back up. There comes a time in every one of our lives where we have to make some important, some critical decisions about our life, some critical decisions about our family, some critical decisions about our journey in God. We have to know what season we're in. This year is just about gone. Summer has passed. I said earlier, and we're yet not saved. I'd like to encourage each and every one of you all today. Don't let this year come to a close without fulfilling the promises that you have made. Some of us have made some promises to God. Some of us have made some vows, and we have reneged on them. Well, I want to encourage you today that you still have time. Because God is a loving God. He is a kind God. He's a God of another chance. Hallelujah. Don't let this year close out without doing what you have talked to God about. I don't know what you told God, but God knows. I don't know what your desires are, but God knows. I don't know what you're trying to do to work in the kingdom of God, but God knows. Little becomes much when you put it in the master's hand. Don't look at the little that you have. Like liberal Democrats say, Make God bigger. Make God bigger in November. Make God bigger in December. And if the Lord allow us to cross over into January, we'll be walking in our season. Walking in your season. I have learned my cousin Roni and Evangelist Cummings. I love Evangelist Cummings. Hallelujah. Worked with her. We've never had a falling out. Always respected one another. Hallelujah. But guess what? Our seasons were different. Our seasons was different. I had a season where I had to move on. I had to leave Los Angeles and go to Atlanta. I left Atlanta, come back to Stockton. Now the Lord about to move on, and I'm going in other areas. Walking in your season, you have to know when it's your season. Now, some seasons we create. No, wait and ask God. Look for God to validate the season that you're in. Don't create your own season. Just walk in the season that God has already prepared for you. If you walk in the season that God has prepared for you, everything will fall in place. Just thinking about Sister Ruby, and I bless God for Sister Ruby. I thank God for her. Sister Ruby, it was a season where she didn't want to deal with this studio. She didn't want to deal with no switchboard, no computer, because she was still in her season of grief. She was still grieving the loss of her daughter. But Sister Ruby is a soul winner. She loved witnessing. And God have put her in a place where she can still witness to souls. She don't have to be burning up her gas. She don't have to be door knocking. But she still is able to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And what I love about her, she embraced this new season. Hallelujah. And she learned. Now as she has learned how to work with us with this ministry and work with us on this studio, now she can train somebody else. She still don't know a lot about the computer, but she know how to work this studio. She know how to sign in. She know how to get to the chat room. She know how to promote. She know how to open up these lines and mute them. She have mastered this thing. Hallelujah. She's mastered it. And because of that, now she can teach somebody else. We're talking about walking in your season. Hallelujah. I hope this has helped somebody. I hope and I pray that we will recognize what season we're in. Amen. God bless you all. Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, that was the word. Praise the Lord.
Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We have a new caller. I'm going to go here.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Walking in your season. You don't know about she, yay.
Your area,
bless the Lord.
250254. Excuse me. 250254.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
We're going to Evangelist Cummings.
God bless you. I'm walking in my season. Thank God for that rhema word today. I thank God for it because it was right on time. I was praying and preaching right along with you, Evangelist Bernard.
You were.
Because it was the word that was for me. I'm in my season right now, and I'm believing God. God's going to raise me up. I don't care what it sounds like, what it looks like. I'm in my season, and God's going to do something for me.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to do something for me.
Hey,
because
you know,
I believe God like the Shulamite woman. I believe God.
Ooh,
and God's going to do something for me.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you, Sister Gilby. And I just thank the Lord for this radio broadcast. It has been such a blessing. Hallelujah. And just God bless you all
thank
the saints
Jesus.
Of God and all those that are tuning in, that they
thank
might receive
Jesus.
A blessing and that they might be able to even give a blessing to continue
Lord.
On the work of the Lord. God bless
thank
you all.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, we love you, Sister Cummins, and you keep on walking. Hallelujah. The way Elijah raised up that Shunammite son's, that Shunammite woman's son, hallelujah. God is the same God of Elisha. He's the same God of the Shunammite woman. He's the same God of her son. Hallelujah, and God going to raise you up, because your work is not over. Your work is not done, evangelist. Come in. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm looking for you to be out of that rehab even before I leave here. Hallelujah, the Lord going to work it out, and he going to sign people. Hallelujah, and I'm praying for a physical therapist that's the one of the best in L.A. Hallelujah, and God is the best therapist. Hey, glory to God. You have served God. I can testify about this woman. She has lived a holy life before her husband, before her children, before the saints of God, before her family, and before her peers. Evangelist Cummins, God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he is a rewarder. You have diligently served God. You have diligently served the saints. You have diligent. You have been obedient to Bishop Winston Singleton. You've been at that church almost 40 years. Hallelujah. At one church, serving up under one leader. Oh, loving the first lady and his family. God ain't forgotten you. Hallelujah. Don't you let no devil tell you that God has forgotten about you. Hallelujah.
You,
he has a record on Earlene. Glory to God. He
thank
has
you,
your record, Sister Earlene. Yeah, yet I'm
thank
gonna show you. Hallelujah. She was a faithful prayer warrior. Didn't
thank
miss
you,
a noonday prayer over 30-some odd years going to noonday prayer. Nobody at the church but her sometimes. Glory
thank
to
you,
God. Do you
hallelujah.
Think God has forgotten you?
Thank
no,
you,
sorry. Hallelujah. So you be encouraged. We looking for you to be back on your feet.
Thank
not
you,
many
Jesus.
Days hence. Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you,
gonna
Jesus.
Do a quick
hallelujah.
Work in your
thank
life.
You,
I declare and decree it today. A
thank
quick
you,
work. Hey, you know, Messiah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
be encouraged. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
woo,
you,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I
thank
bless you.
You
today, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You don't know more. Just praise
thank
him. Yeah,
you
know more. Fire. Woo, God,
thank
see
you,
God. See yourself
you,
as
Jesus.
God see you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Walking in victory. Hallelujah. Walking
hallelujah.
In your season. Hallelujah.
Oh,
this
hallelujah.
Is your season. This is the season for miracles.
Hallelujah.
This is the season
hallelujah.
For blessings. This is the season.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
For God to reward those that have diligently sought him. Hallelujah. I bless him today. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, bless your name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, Sister Roni. Hear you no more. Shia. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo,
yes, praise the
God.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God
I
for my cousin
God.
Ronnie, too. Let me just thank God for you, Ronnie. I tell you, you have been an encouragement to me. Hallelujah. I tell you, you know, how you have family and, you know, we're miles and miles apart. But when we reconnect, hallelujah, we always have a word to encourage one another. And I tell you, I thank God for her encouragement. I thank God, hallelujah, for her prayers and just thank God for the love. You know, Messiah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I bless
Bless you,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
God.
And I just
thank you,
God. I tell you, Adrian, I have the same words for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for bringing
Jesus.
Us back together, connecting us, because I know
yes,
that I believe
God.
All of my heart that it is a divine appointment of God.
Oh. Jesus.
Because I know that I am walking in a place of restoration. And I
Come
can
on.
Tell you from my own testimony.
Mm.
I know that God is a miracle worker. I know
mm.
that he will do what his word said. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing impossible for him. I know, like the three Hebrew boys said, that if he doesn't do it, I know he's able.
Yes.
I know that God is faithful.
Mm.
He's shown it to me in my life, and I thank him, and I thank him for this word today, Adrian, that God has, you have preached. I feel under the unctioning of the Holy Ghost, and with the help
Jesus.
Of God, I just thank God today.
Mm.
I just praise him
Jesus.
Because he's
thank
so worthy
God.
To be praised.
Yes,
and I
God.
Know that everything, what you spoke today was a rhema word, and it's true.
Oh,
and I thank God for walking in my season, walking in the will of God. I'm trying every day. I'm saying, Lord, I want to walk in your divine purpose for
thank
my
you,
life.
Jesus.
So that was a confirmation. That was an encouraging word today, and
mm.
I just thank God for you being obedient to God with this radio broadcast, and like I said, for what God is going to do, I'm just excited. I'm just
thank
excited.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
And I thank you today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
You all be encouraged.
Thank
you. Be
you,
encouraged, Adrian.
Thank
you. Be
you.
Encouraged. I believe that you are in the will of God for your life.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
You
know how you're seeking God, and you want to be led of God, and you want to be sure that God is moving you. You want to be sure that you're doing what God would have you to do, because sometimes we have things in our own mind. Hallelujah. When we have it in our own mind, it don't always work for our good. But when we do and we know for a surety, because God always send you a sign. God always send you confirmation that it is of him. And even some things that is not of God, God will permit us. We're in his permissive will. He permit us to do certain things after we were him. So like Israel wanted a king. They weren't satisfied with God had a prophet to speak a word to them. They wanted a king. So God told Samuel, give them what they want. Give them a king. Give them a king. If they want a king, give them one. Amen. So God allowed Samuel to go ahead and install a king, but it wasn't God's ultimate purpose for their life. But he gave it mm-hmm. to them because they kept worrying him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I tell you, so we in this, you know, as you begin to mature and get up in age, you don't want to miss God. You know, and we don't have time to be running around the mulberry tree. We don't have time to do it. We don't have all the energy that our children and our grandchildren have. So we have to stay still sometimes. And we have to
mm-hmm.
wait on God. Sometimes our
yes.
waiting may be longer than the next person. But just know if you're waiting on God, it's all good. It's all
That's
good.
Right.
I have seen people do more for God in their 60s and their 70s than they did when their 30s and 40s. Because guess what? They were inexperienced and immature. But now as you mature in God, oh, glory to God, God will order your steps. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I thank God.
Yes.
I just got this word this morning. Walking.
Yes,
at first I said it's. At first I was thinking it's a new season. But then I heard Walking in your season. Walking in your season. And I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying? Not walking in your season. Walking in your season. And as I began to just look at a few things this morning, the Lord validated that in my spirit. Walking in your season. I said, well, what can I go to illustrate this where the people of God will be clear of what God is doing? And he said, tell them about Elisha. And tell them about this Shunammite woman. They were walking in their season. Ah, glory to God. It's a time and a season. That's why I went to Ecclesiastic 3:1-8. It's a time and a season for all things. It's a time for everything. But we need to know what season we're in. Amen. Sister Ruby, mm-hmm. God bless you.
Oh, I'm going to go back to the number, maybe the answer. The new one, 250.
Ah, thank you, Jesus.
250-0254.
Amen. Maybe they're just listening, but we bless the Lord for them. Thank you for tuning in, caller. Whomever you are, you may be at work or you may not want to say anything, but we just want you to know that we appreciate you and thank you for tuning in. I saw quite a few callers on the line. They've dropped off, Sister Ruby, so God bless you. Did we have anybody in the chat room?
Yes. Patrick Gregg and 1638 guests. We had two in the chat room.
Well, thank you all. Thank you, Patriot Gregg. He's always been a listener of ours, and we certainly thank God for him. He's been listening to this broadcast since its inception, and we certainly thank God for Patriot Gregg and the other guests that's in the chat room. And to all of those that are listening live on the Internet, we say praise the Lord. We pray that you'll continue to walk in your season. We're going to have final remarks from Sister Ruby, and tomorrow we'll have another guest. We haven't confirmed. We're waiting for confirmation. I know on Wednesday, Dr. Singleton will be with us on Wednesday, and we'll give you the lineup for the rest of the week. And I pray that we have a full lineup this week because I have exerted a lot of energy. We're going on a two-day fast with Dr. Singleton's church. You're starting Wednesday at midnight until Friday, 4 o'clock in the evening. So it's really like a day and a half fast, and they're doing a shut-in. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to accommodate all of that, but I'm working on it. But anyway, we want you to keep them in your prayers, and amen, and pray for us that God will bless in all of the prayer requests that'll go up during this consecration and shut-in, that God will honor it. We have special needs, and we have special conditions, and we're looking to God for the answers. God is the only one that can answer. He is our source. Amen. Continue to pray for Bishop Alfred Singleton also and Bishop Winston Singleton, and continue to pray for the bereaved family of Sister Ingrid Hill. Continue to lift up Evangelist Cummins in your prayers. And also I'm asking for a special request for Pastor Hamilton, that we'll continue to remember him. I haven't heard from him, but I'm going to try to make contact with him again today, Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministries. He was our speaker for Fridays, and we just want to make sure that he's still, you know, progressing good and his rehab and what have you. So we thank God for that. So we're going to have final remarks and closing prayer from Sister Ruby. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless everybody on the line. I was just, the word was just awesome, you know, walking in your season. And I just thank Jesus Christ. And when you went on to talk about Evangelist Cummins, that the Lord is going to heal her, I had a testimony for her because I got up one day and I couldn't walk or crawl or whatever. And I couldn't drive. I just had to crawl around the house. Called the ambulance. They took me to the hospital. I was in a wheelchair the whole time. I couldn't even use the facilities without
help or assistance. I mean, I was in a wheelchair and couldn't walk or walk and get up. I couldn't walk. I was in Stafford St. Joseph Hospital. Then finally they ran all these tests, and they came up with thyroid, but then they sent me to a home like she's in a recovery. And when I went in there, I was in a wheelchair. A wheelchair. They had to roll me in and lift me up, and I had to keep doing that. And then they had the therapy there. And from the therapy, from the wheelchair, I knew it wasn't nobody but Jesus Christ that saved me. I just had to give her this testimony, because God is no respecter person. What he done for me, he can do for you, evangelist, coming in. I was so destroyed. I didn't know what was going on in my life. And every day they would take me to physical therapy twice a day. And finally, I start moving, but I still couldn't use the bathroom without help or a big, you know, like the things they put over for older people. You had to put it on the seat and could use it, but I had to always ring the bell for somebody to help me. And finally, I'll tell you, I was just I never could explain anything. That through the therapy that the Lord had me to go in there, because I left out the hospital in a wheelchair and went to therapy in one of them rehab program you were with, and they done. I went twice a day. They would get me up early in the morning and working and exercising me. I left the wheelchair and went to the walker, and from the walker, I walked out there with a cane. I could have probably myself, but you know what? The Lord restored me. I came back here, and my daughter and I drove. I wasn't driving. I couldn't get up. My back would kill me. But, you know, the Lord restored me. Evangelist Cummings, and he's no respected person. If he restored me, I'm driving. I don't have any type of issue with that. I get up, I get down, I walk, but it was all because of that therapy in that rehab broadcast. So he's no respecter person. If he done it for me, I was down for about 3 months, and I'm saying, Lord, going on, but he stored me. I'm up walking, running, whatever. I'm walking, and I'm sick, so all I do is give God the glory, Jesus Christ the glory.
Hallelujah.
Respect the person who heal you, and when Evangelist Bernard say not hits days, I believe it. It just pops in my spirit, and I say stay glory in that recovery. Keep going to them exercises, because they are important. I couldn't even lift my leg, but when they finished with me in that exercise, I walked out with a cane. The only reason I had to walk out with a cane, because they wouldn't have let me go out. But other than that, I could walk on my own. So God
look
bless
that guy.
I mean, look at you. No respect of person. I'm here to
now
tell
that's
it. It's
testimony.
The truth. So get that exercise, no matter how the pains or whatever, keep going. And whatever they tell you 2 or 3 times a day, go there, because it worked for me, and Jesus was the answer. So pray my strength in the Lord. Evangelist coming. We love you.
Evangelist Bernard
brought it up, say not his there. And it just dropped from my head. To give
I
my
get almost saw ya.
Hallelujah.
Head out of our mouth.
Hallelujah.
He can do it.
Hallelujah. No respect to first. If he brought me up, I couldn't even. I had to crawl on the floor to get around. I couldn't. In order to get in the bed, I had to grab the sheet and pull it up in order to brace myself up. So, you know, I was in. But Jesus came in and set me free, and I'm walking, driving, grocery shopping, running, walking, and everything.
Now.
I thank Jesus for doing
this.
Going to that rehab and getting that exercise and that treatment. Pray my strength in the Lord. Oh, I get it.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Walking in your season. Now, that's a testimony there.
Hallelujah.
I heard Sister Ruby say it, but tell me that, but she never went in depth with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God.
For me, it's doing for you. You have been a great worker for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God. Thank
glory
you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Oh, yeah, no, thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, Sister Cummins, you know, we all tell her all the time because she loves her family. She, God blessed her with 6 boys and a husband. And so that's 7 men. And she take care of them like they little babies. And we always tell her, Sister Cummins, do something for yourself. Do something for yourself. Now, she take care of herself, don't get me wrong. But she love her family. She love Bishop Singleton and Sister Singleton. And she love the saints, I tell you. So she's just a jewel. And God is going to do something magnificent and great in your life, Sister Cummins. So, just trust him.
You,
hallelujah. Don't let when the devil get to whispering anything stupid
thank
to
you,
you honey, you bind that devil. Say, hey, I know who I am. I'm walking in my season, and I'm covered by the blood. Hey, you know, I'm gonna shout ya. Hallelujah. You start standing on that word.
Hallelujah.
Hey, that word have kept.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Cummins have written. Ooh,
Lord,
I think about, they probably got about 8 or 9, they probably had about 15 or 20 families in Winston, Bishop Singleton's church that Sister Cummins was the person that witnessed to those families to come in.
Hallelujah.
So she don't mind. She'll tell. So she like you, Sister Ruth. She gonna talk about Jesus wherever she goes. She don't care. Hallelujah. Sometimes I done been with her. I say, Sister Cummins, we ain't gonna go there today. She say, oh, I gotta tell these people about the Lord. I said, okay. Okay. So she don't mind sharing with people this gospel.
So you be encouraged,
Sister Cummins.
I'd like for her to pray and close us out.
Who? Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist Cummins.
Okay, Evangelist Cummins, are you able to pray?
Father God, in the name of your precious son,
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you've been so good to us.
So good.
You've encouraged us with the word today. And we're so thankful you just allowed Evangelist Adrian to preach and to teach and to encourage our hearts. And not only that, it was a rhema word because it touched, it witnessed to what already
glory
was there. And it brought light to the situation.
Yeah,
and Lord God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you for every listener that's here, that's listening over the air and over the archive.
Oh,
we ask you to bless them, O God. Open up our ears that we might be able to hear. Not only hear, but Lord, the words that we heard, let us apply it, Lord God. The Shulamite woman, Lord God, and how faithful she was to the man of God, and how God raised up a dead young boy. And, Lord,
yes,
we're so thankful for that. If you can raise him, you can raise her. You're the same God. Hallelujah. The same
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Lord, our creation. Lord, we were instituted to be saved. You
Hallelujah.
Made it possible for us to be saved. And we're so glad. We're so glad for the cross today. We're so glad, oh God, for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
God. We're so glad for the birth, the death, and the resurrection, knowing that we shall all rise again. We just bless you, Lord. We bless you right now for that radio station. We bless you for Sister Ruby, Lord God.
Thank
we just
you,
bless
Jesus.
You for the testimony. It just brought me on high. I know what God can do.
Yes, Hallelujah.
I know what God can do,
yes,
and I'm going to stand on his feet. This is my season. I know that he's able, and if he's not, he's still able. And I'm in a win-win situation, and I'm waiting, hallelujah, for your deliverance, Lord. Whenever you come, I'm waiting on it, hallelujah. And let us all wait for our deliverance. Let us all walk in our season, and we want to give God the glory, for the glory is thine. And thine alone, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Bless you, Tony. Thank God for the gift of your soul. See you on tomorrow. Have a glorious day. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
God bless.